Well, good morning. You know, we find ourselves on this Pentecost day, and I'm going to read just something before we read the scripture. This came right off our Presbyterian website. It says, according to the day of Pentecost story in Acts 2, 1 through 13, God gave the gift of the Holy Spirit to empower witnesses to the resurrection. Sounds from heaven, cosmic language, the rush of a mighty ruach. You got to say that one. That was my favorite word I learned in seminary. Just got to put like to it. Just ruach. Can, go ahead, try that. Ruach. Okay. Wind, spirit, breath. Invaded the house in which the apostles gathered and appeared to them as burning fire. Tongues of fire torched their nerve centers. A power, the unseen power of God, moved among them and gripped them. The Holy Spirit is unseen, like the wind, which is why the Old Testament calls it ruach, the wind, the breath of God. The Spirit is the unseenness of God. Is that a word? Unseenness. The unseenness of God working among us. Let me read from the book of Acts. And you're welcome to look with me. It is it's on page 1692 in our Pew Bibles. I'm not sure if you have your own Bible, what page it would be on. And if you have it on your iPad or something, it probably doesn't have a page number. Acts 2, 1 through 21. Hear this from God's Word. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia and Phrygia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them all declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter, you know, Peter always has a way of just kind of standing up and getting in the middle of it. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we ask that you would give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the hearts and minds to understand what you would say to us this day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this morning's sermon title, the first thing I thought about was the whole idea of these flames rising up, descending, and being amongst the people, and how we are to remember that. You actually, above your doors, you have a symbol that was put together when the Northern, the Southern, the Presbyterian Church came back together in reunion in the early 80s. And a new symbol was established, and you probably have studied that. If not, I'm not going to test you now. There's a whole lot of symbolism that, but it's simple to see on the outside because it's a whole other color, the red flames, helping us to be reminded of both the wind and the flame on this very day of Pentecost, a day in which we recognize the Holy Spirit's work among us. In the midst of us. You know, I've been Presbyterian my whole life. Every single day. I've been accused by some people I've worked with, or at least suspect that I'm a closet Baptist at times. I know I'm not one of those, because I had one behind me this morning on the way to church. Not a closet Baptist, a Baptist from Tennessee. Any Tennesseans who were Baptists at one point? And I knew this because he was tailgating me. And I said, this person's in a hurry. And I finally got out of the slow lane. And I noticed a big T from Tennessee on the back. And I was like, okay. And then I put it together. And they were dressed very nice. And as we got close to First Baptist Daytona, they turned into the parking lot. Presbyterians don't talk a lot about the Spirit. But believe it or not, back to that whole symbol and that new, whatever we call that, logo, there's a brief statement of faith that goes along with that, that talks about the Spirit in a big way. We trust, this is Presbyterians and what we believe, we trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere, the giver and renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and the apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture. Engages us in the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily task and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, come, Lord Jesus. Well said. Well said about the Spirit's work among us. You and me here in this place, God at work, the God who was, the God who is, and the God who will be. Remember, this started with a promise. I will never leave you. I will never leave you, never forsake you. Jesus gathered with his disciples at table and with his disciples prayed. promised, I will send an advocate, a guide, a comforter, one in my place to help you, to equip you, to sustain you in the life that I have planned for you, the new life that has been given to you. I will never leave you. And so we have this guide in the Spirit. It's a gift. The Spirit is a gift, by the way. Pentecost is about receiving the unexpected. Think about that. About receiving a gift that was unexpected, but valued and prized. The Ruach. I just encourage you to say that once a day as we go on. Now, you know, there was some talk in the Scripture about speaking in tongues. Not quite sure how many Presbyterians are involved in worship. But I wanted you to hear something, because I want to know you. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and I want you to tell me your name. That you'll have to say that out loud. I know Presbyterians aren't very good at saying that. So I want you to tell me your name. 1, 2, 3.
Robert.
Now tell me where you're from originally. Ready? 1, 2, 3. West Palm Beach. Do you see what a room would be like? Yet the Scripture tells us that everybody was understood. The gathered were understood. You know, we talk a lot in the church about go forth and serve. I mean, that really ultimately is our call, to go forth, to go out these doors and go into this community, into that broken and hurting world that needs so much to know about the love of Christ. But I think there's a piece in here, in the Pentecost story, that talks about the importance of gathering together. Gathering together so that you can go forth in a stronger, brighter way to be equipped. So think about these three words: gathering, scattering. I'm not going to say mattering, but it's matter, okay? Gather, scatter, and matter. The people of God are invited. And so we gather. You know, we know the Thanksgiving hymn. We gather together to give the Lord. You know, so we gather together. Now, there are also people that you know. Some who sat on either side of you at one point or another, and perhaps this day aren't sitting anywhere. Those are the scattered. So the scattered need to be gathered back in because of this, which is ultimately our call as a community of faith, is to go out and reach those who matter. Gather, scatter, matter. Okay? Don't try to say that three times and don't try to say it backwards. You see, the church is... The church is here, and we're gathered together. Yet sometimes we sit in church, or we do church, and what we have is a lot of kind of untapped potential. Anybody ever heard that? Ever considered that yourself? I brought one of these because, you know what this is? This is a light stick. It's a pretty useful tool. I know that some of us went through quite a few of these back in October when a friend named Matthew came to visit us. And it's kind of a neat thing, right? But I'm not a science teacher. Any science teachers, there's two different. There's potential and kinetic energy, right? Well, I don't know if that applies to this or not. But it's not real useful unless you go ahead and snap it. So my question for us this day and for you is, you know, in terms of your faith, in terms of being part of this community of faith, maybe this is the whole church represented as a whole. Is this us? Or is this us? Or is this us? You know, there's a lot of conversation about light in the scriptures. You know, are we simply wrapped up, unsnapped potential, or are we allowing God to work in and through each of our lives and our lives together so that the world might see the light? The church is empowered. The church is equipped to go forth. You know, it's an essential task of the church to be gathered, to be mobilized for mission, so that disciples can be made and then sent out into the world. Reminded of that. To know Christ and do what? Here. To know Christ and make Him known. It's not simply just to kind of receive a nice gift and then tuck it away, put it under a bushel. We've heard that before. It's about letting the light shine. And so we pray, you know, God, give me the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the hearts and minds to understand. Teach me Thy path. Show me Thy ways. You see, it's the Spirit that brings the church into existence. I think we've established that here. The Spirit brings the church into existence and enlivens it. The God who was, the God who is, and the God who will be. See, the church, another big word, ecclesia. The church, a community which is created and governed by the Word and by the Spirit of God, and which lives a common life in the Spirit. These words are important for us. We celebrate this day the great things that God has done, the great things that God is doing, even though we sometimes don't see them or understand them. Even sometimes in the midst of our waiting, how long, Lord, how long, to see where God will lead us, where God already is and invites us in the midst of it all. See, now is our time. Now is our time. I'm going to finish with this. Burn, Baby, Burn, you know that was a Disco Inferno song, and I remember that. But it also the song by a contemporary Christian group, Mercy Me. I'm going to read you a few of the words from their lyrics. And this is what it says. And do we know exactly who we are? We hold the light, but we still listen to the dark. And it tells us that we don't measure up. And it tells us that we'll never be enough. Tell me, do we know exactly who we are? We are the light, light of the world. Light up the night when we learn now is our time. Now is our time. Turn, now is our time to burn, baby, burn. And then there's some O-O-O's. I can't really just read that. Now is our time. Now is our time. Thanks be to God.
Amen. If you guys would like to stand as we continue the service with worship. God, I want to thank you for today. Lord, you are holy. I want to thank you for the gifts that you've given us, the miracles and the blessings, God. Just you are holy, God. We want to worship you this morning. We want to praise you. And we want to give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the nations, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is a failing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. Be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings
our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is a failing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And worthy is the King who conquered the grave. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is a failing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. Oh, oh. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, oh, oh. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.